Okay, Donald, so your personal action.
For my personal faith, I saw a lot of books in Duncan's apartment, so I will continue reading these materials and growing faith in Christ. In preaching, I think I will make use all these resources in China, because in China, I went to the church one or two times. I saw around thousands or 10,000 people that crowded into the church, and there are nearly full of people, nearly no seats. And there's people there are only their college students or retirees. I will try to go to these places and give talk about our views, because most of them are new believers, and try to rent an apartment, maybe a smaller, to get the people to study the Bibles with that PowerPointers, Bible Basics PowerPointers, each chapters, and reading Bibles on Sunday, nearly every Sunday mornings.
Well, then you've got John and Guy asking to come out to see you.
They can come. And these people that get baptized, they are all scattered over China. I will coordinate with John and Guy's to gather them maybe twice or three times a year, this fellowship. I think the problems we experienced with Duncan in my colleges, we baptized around 10 or 15 people inside the colleges. The problem is that we just visited them once or twice, and then we didn't continue because of these things. So I think fellowship is very important. That is the problem where it happens. So I will try to use all the resources in our campus, because in campus, it is a lot in my campus and in the colleges, and the dormitory is not allowed to preach. So just the apartment outside of the school. And I think many people will attend, because in China people are very